For security reasons, Baldwin says she can't disclose her departure or arrival dates or even where she'll be in Afghanistan, but she did say she is the only woman going on this 6-member bipartisan congressional delegation.
One of my interests while I am there will be hearing about how the women of Afghanistan have been impacted during this long war. Women often take it on a disproportionate burden when they live in a nation at war.
Baldwin says she plans to quiz both commanders and soldiers while she's there about how the U.S. military plans to accomplish its withdrawal from Afghanistan. She also says she supports efforts begun recently by Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold to require President Obama to consult with Congress about any agreements signed with the Afghan government.
Both houses of Congress should have a say in such agreements. That would be certainly my view with regard to, a SOFA, as they call it, status of force agreement. You know, much more importantly, that needs to be transparent, and we need to be able to have input, on behalf of the people of the United States.
Baldwin will be bringing messages from the families of Wisconsin soldiers now serving in Afghanistan to deliver during her trip, and she encourages people to send general email greetings of gratitude and warmth to the troops to wisconsintroops@mail.house.gov, no later than 6 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, so she can bring those messages with her too. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.